Amen. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
I've been having some phone problem and this and that, but I just smiled right through it. I remember the day when I didn't even know what a cell phone was. I didn't know. So why in the world would I get upset now? Amen. I just thank the Lord for the added provision that we have. But as Don was singing that song many years ago, this took me back, back in the late 70s, actually 79 and 80s. And we first moved back from Oklahoma. My wife and our children, we all sang that song. I bet you they know it. I bet you they know it. I promise you they do. And when you listen to it and know the meaning of it, then it has some meaning. Before Jesus came, there was many people on the earth, but they didn't know anything about this day. But he made this day for you and me. Whereas others knew about God. You hear what I'm saying? Now we have become the family of God. He is our Father. And Satan, through all the stuff he could use, have fought so hard to keep this revelation true from us. He fought so hard. He does find out who you really are. He always wants you, and you got to be kept prayerful and careful. He always wants you to talk about how you feel and the circumstance around you and be identified with it. No, you need to talk about who you really are. And that's what we're going to talk about, the great confession. Hold fast to it. The great confession, hold fast to it. And good to see all of you out. You need to make a decision in your heart. You know, you say, well, it's raining outside. And it is. But you know what? It's always something happening. If you let those things become an excuse, you'll never do anything. I'm going to say that again. Because there's always something happening. And you might say, you know, it's raining, it may be cold, it may be hot. If you let those things bother you and be an excuse for not obeying God and doing what you're supposed to do, you'll never do anything. But if you say, well, I don't care what's going on, I'm going to do what I know is right. Amen. Put God's word first. Put it first and foremost. Amen. I know sometimes some things can come up, and you know, but don't let those things become an excuse for not doing what you know is right. When stuff come up, you just have to deal with it. But don't let it become an excuse or a habit to keep you from doing what's right, because this is the day. Paul wrote to the the Hebrew people, and he was talking about that in the 11th chapter about the heroes of faith. He got down to the end of it, and he was talking about they look forward to this day. They look forward to see it, but we in it. They didn't get a chance to see it. You know, they got the redemption. They're wrapped with the Lord, the church of the firstborns in heaven, of course. But they didn't see this day that we're living in now. Christ in you. Right now. Say that with me.
Christ
in me.
In me.
Now.
Now.
Makes me. Like him. His life. is in me now.
I am
a new creature.
Not based on how I feel.
Not based on what others say.
But it's based on what God has done.
In Christ.
For me.
And for you.
Amen.
The great confession. I'm going to kind of review quickly. That's what I plan to do. How we started last week. And this word, the Bible says, I'm just going to review just for a little bit. I'm not going to spend a lot of time. I don't plan to. In the beginning, Genesis 1:1, this is what we did last week. In the beginning, the King James says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The New American Standard Bible said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the reason I read that agreed with what Paul said. I was caught up in the third heavens. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the New American Standard says the earth was formless and void. I'm coming back to the King James just a minute. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving on over the surface of the waters. Notice it was darkness, but the Spirit of God was moving.